I'm going to start here with a quote from Gandhi because our guests like this quote and they use it. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Mm-hmm. I think that's the inspiration behind this great campaign going on. And so we are talking to Dream Team directors. Daniel Lehr is here with us. And then Bayou Bennett, you guys have a film company and you're the founders of the film company and of this campaign, this really great campaign about giving, connecting, making the world a better place. So Daniel, do you want to start? Tell us a little bit about your film company.
Well, Tina, first of all, I want to say I just love your voice. It's very soothing.
Thank
you. It's beautiful.
You.
Yeah, we're doing a challenge called hashtag Be the Change because as filmmakers, we've had the opportunity to work with really amazing celebrities like Coldplay. But we've also just thought that when we look around, we see the world around us, we got to do something about the state of the world. I think anyone would agree that there's many different things that, you know, we could fix, whether it's saving water or, you know, helping wildlife or cleaning up the environment or education. But we basically wanted to create a challenge where we encourage people to do something positive in their community or the world and reward them for doing that and acknowledge them for doing that. Because Bayou and I feel that we all can make a positive change, no matter how small it is. When you add up the effect of what everyone does, it's a huge effect.
It's nice to see positive things and nice to see change in the way that people can, as an individual, contribute to change. And so talk to us, Bayou, about how this works.
So we definitely want to give the power back to the people. So what we said is basically we challenge you to find something that you can do to give back to your community or make someone's dreams come true. So basically what we're going to have, you know, the contestants do is basically film on their phones and it doesn't have to be anything fancy, no editing or anything. And just show us what you're doing for your community, how you're making someone's dreams come true. For example, we've seen a couple of our friends do that. So we promote it on Facebook Live, you know, we're like, this is what we're talking about, you know, someone giving back. So then in the end, you just hashtag Dream Team Directors on Instagram. Then you follow us on Instagram and you challenge three of your friends because we want it to spread. And so the winner will be announced January 1st. It'd be great for the new year and they'll get $1,000.
And it's hashtag Be the Change?
That's right. Hashtag Be the Change.
Okay. All you have to do is make a 1 minute or less video, upload it to Instagram, you know, tag Dream Team Directors, hashtag Dream Team Directors. You know, we see the video and we're going to basically look for the most compelling story about someone doing something positive for the world.
Have you seen some already, an example of what people have filmed? Because you said that you're not looking for production value necessarily. Yeah. You don't have to have a lot of fancy equipment to do this. Just something that you've done or that you've seen someone do or an idea that you have to make the world a better place?
Well, that's a great question. What we've been doing is Facebooking Live this week, just showing people how simple it is. Like we were outside one of our favorite supermarkets, Lawson's, the other day, and we just had two people out there that were doing a animal rights campaign, and they were helping the elephant because the elephant's going to be extinct at the rate that we're going because they're killing them for ivory. So they just basically talked about what they're doing and talked about their foundation, and we're like, wow, that's a great story. Then yesterday we were working for a product called Shower Smart, which allows you to save water. It's a really like a smartphone, but it's a smart shower. So it tells you within 4 minutes, it goes through different phases like rinse and then stop and then really stop, get the hell out of the shower.
Right.
You know, it basically will be saving tons of electricity, you know, preventing tons of carbon dioxide with this product. So that was another little great story. So we're just kind of going out there and just featuring different people doing amazing things.
And so people can do their own features, right? They can film on their phone, film something or something that they're doing to help others.
Yeah, we if it's a beach cleanup, if it's like Bayou's parents were getting really frustrated with the media, like it just makes you almost not want to try or live because it makes you think that the world is just so full of danger and threat. So Bayou's like, you know what, guys? Bayou, why don't you tell the story about your parents?
Yeah, so they just called one day and they're like, oh, we just feel very hopeless. Okay, so why don't you start today and talk to your neighbors and give something back? And so they play music. So they went to an old folks home and played music and then they spread that message. They said, start where you're at and help your neighbors. And then so like already it started to spread the goodness.
That's nice. And so if I was doing something like maybe walking pets or walking a dog for someone who couldn't leave the house, an elderly neighbor or someone who was sick, something like that, I could film that and send it in.
Amazing. Okay. We love it. You know, one of our first clients was Isaac Hayes, you know, who wrote Shaft and he received an Academy Award and, you know, played chef on South Park. And he was always about being a humanitarian. He was an honorary king in Africa and he just was so inspiring. And, you know, I feel like we are doing what we are doing today partly because of him and how he was a big entertainer and loved comedy and loved creating hits. But he also at the very forefront of what he did was always making a big change in the world and being positive, helping with literacy in Compton. We want to create the same same kind of effect. You know, we got a chance to work with Mark Ruffalo on a project about anti-fracking, and he's a big human being. Like, he's just doing amazing things. Him and Leonardo DiCaprio are doing incredible things for the environment with the Dakota Pipeline and, you know, fracking, and it's just global warming. There's so many things that we could be talking about. And when you use your celebrity power for good, it's a beautiful thing.
Or your art.
Yeah, it's hashtag be the change. That is the challenge. So challenging you to capture an idea, a good deed, something that you think could benefit the world or help people. And then just you can film it on your phone and then send it to you guys.
Upload it to Instagram. Yeah. And you can go to dreamteamdirectors.com where you can get all the little details about the concert. We have a really inspiring video we made as filmmakers. Some of our projects are featured in there. You know, we've worked with Teen Cancer America. I know you're friends with them, Tina. Simon over there.
Love
Who's involved with Teen Cancer America. So we've gotten a chance to work with some amazing nonprofits, and this is our creation as filmmakers.
Yeah, it's a very creative and unique campaign. Hashtag be the change. And you have awards that you're going to do at the end of this?
Yeah, that's right. So we'll give $1,000 to the winner. And we're still talking about it. If someone's like super just mind blowing and it, you know, and someone else gets the $1,000 actual prize, we might go and film something
that
they're
doing.
We might
film one of our magic documentaries on that.
Yeah, that's, so that's just, you know, if we see something that's just, you know, out of this world. Yeah, yeah.
So the runner-up would have you possibly coming to film them because you guys are filmmakers and you've done documentaries before?
Many.
Yes, absolutely.
Which one of them? Tell us about one of them.
Well, the most recent one in terms of like social change would be the project we got to collaborate with We Are Rally, which is an amazing social change agency. And Mark Ruffalo led this campaign with a nonprofit called Hollywood United, which was about people in the entertainment industry, you know, great stars getting together, banding together to do something positive about the environment. So that's a short documentary people can see on YouTube. And that's again with the agency We Are Rally and Mark Ruffalo. That was a great project to be involved in. But Bonnie and I have made multiple documentaries. We made one about an LA artist, Dave Torje, who combines, you know, gang culture, surfing, skateboarding, graffiti in his work. And it won 7 short documentary awards, you know, played internationally from Indonesia to New York. So we've made multiple films.
You guys have been busy. Very busy. So you can see a lot of what you've done on your site on Instagram.
Yeah, so dreamteamdirectors.com and then our Instagram is dreamteamdirectors, and so our Twitter is dreamteamfilm. That's the only one that's different, but everything else is dreamteamdirectors.
You have some really fun films on there too. You did something for Halloween with your son that I saw. I really like that one where you did like a Freddy Krueger spin on being, well, woken up by your child. It was really good.
Thank you. Yeah, because as a child, I was fascinated by the film Freddy Krueger. It was such an interesting
Nightmare
idea.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street, you know, like being haunted in your dreams or whatever. So I was telling Daniel, I was like, we should do a spoof on that. Like, you know, that your 1-2 baby's coming for you instead of 1-2 Freddy's coming for you. 3-4. Instead of 3-4 get a crucifix, it's 3-4.
No, 3-4 better lock your door. 5-6.
Get a crucifix.
Get him a milk fix.
Yeah, and instead it's get him a milk fix. So, but yeah, it was fun.
Come knocking on your door. Yeah.
That's right.
Different times of the night. Yeah.
That's right.
He's 11 months old, but he's such a genius. And he's actually, we've made 3 short films with him already.
He's a great subject. Right in the films,
he's very accomplished at this point.
He is not timid or shy at all.
No,
seems like you have a lot of fun projects, serious ones, and then you do your own personal projects, and then now you've worked on community campaigns before, which is what this is. This is a campaign to get everybody to start thinking about what they can do.
And I think that one of the things that we've done as filmmakers, Tina, is that we've not only you know done social change kind of projects, but we've also took a look at what's happening in society, and we feel like in our digital modern culture, you know, texting and Facebook. Social media is such a big part of our lives, and we've really, you know, Bayou's a social media guru and genius, and we've really used that in our work to kind of, you know, comment on what's happening in society right now, and people always get a huge kick out of it.
Yeah, well, and so did you come up with the hashtag be the change then? You're the genius guru behind social media?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And then Dream Team Directors also came up because we were like making people's dreams come true. So we were like selling out products. We were getting people's message out there, making people famous artists and actors. So it was like, so then people started calling us the Dream Dream Team directors, I was like, okay, we're the Dream Team directors. Mm-hmm. So then we changed from Dolce Films to Dream Team directors, and here we are.
Okay, well, yeah. Glad to have you here. And you started out talking about that one campaign with the smart shower, which sounds like an excellent idea. So you've got a shower telling you when the water is hot or warm, and then when to get the heck out, because like you've been in here long enough taking up hot water.
That's right.
I mean, it's a great idea.
It's so cool. Uh-huh. It's so cool, and it's fun too. Mm-hmm. And you know, you take something like water, which is such a precious commodity, and you get like some teenagers taking these like 30, 50 mm-hmm. minute showers. You have no idea how much electricity it takes to heat up that amount of water for mm-hmm. that long.
God forbid we get to the point where we can text in the shower because of that, you know, nobody will ever.
Waterproof phones, right?
Yeah. Oh boy.
That's an excellent idea, but that's an example of, you know, something that you film, like one of the ideas that people come to you with and then ask you for a project on.
That's
so,
right. Yeah, that was Shower Smart, and Ken Wright did it, and we're going to be doing some more filming with him at his Simply Natural Living, which would be like natural QVC.
And thank you for helping to make the world a better place.
You're
with
welcome.
Hashtag Be the Change.
Yeah. You
know, we feel it's our duty, Tina. We, you know, we'll fight as hard as we can to make better conditions for everyone, because, you know, we have one planet at this point. You know, until we are basically inhabiting other planets, we got to take care of Mother Earth. And, you know, even when we do move on from this planet, we got to start better initially.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the interesting things that we worked on a documentary called Carbon Nation, which was a feature documentary about solutions to global warming done by Peter Bick. And one of the interesting things that when the automobile came out, they could have gone with ethanol, which is a corn-based fuel, or gasoline, which we use today. And that decision to use gasoline instead of ethanol basically sent us in, you know, where we are today, where we have melting glaciers and changing temperatures. So just that one decision. So next time we can start smarter. So yeah, it's just all about making good decisions, I feel.
As a filmmaker, if I put something out that really communicates to the world and can really make a change, it can reach the 7 billion people that's on our planet. And mm-hmm. that's my goal.
Tell us again about the challenge.
Sure. So you just find us on Instagram, Dream Team Directors, and then you put hashtag Dream Team Directors and hashtag Be the Change. And then you basically upload your film onto your Dream Instagram, and then you
1 minute or less.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be fancy. Mm-hmm. And then you challenge three of your friends so you can spread the hashtag Be the Change.
Okay, great. And you'll be looking at those and knowing that they've sent the entry to you.
That's right.
Yeah, we can't wait to see your guys' stories. We can't wait to see what you're passionate about, mm-hmm. the kind of impact you're making in your community. Just make a 1 minute or less video. We don't care how good it looks. We just want to know your story.
And mm-hmm. we want to give $1,000 to you so that you can put it to either your charity that you're working on or to give to you so that you can continue doing good works.
Mm-hmm. To one person who is selected, right?
And if there's a really great story, Tina, we might, you know, bust out our, you know,
skills
and make a documentary on runner-up.
Very inspiring. Dream Team Directors, Daniel and Bayou, and thanks for stopping by.
Oh my God, we had so much fun, Tina. Thank you. You're amazing.
So nice to hear.